Right now, we change gears as we turn to Michigan festivals. It's been enjoyable exploring the unique summer festivals that happened around our state, celebrating everything from baby food to bologna. This coming Saturday, you can head towards Muskegon for the first ever Great Lakes Surf Festival, which bills itself as a celebration of Great Lakes surf culture. Joe Bitterwood has been riding the Great Lakes for some 30 years. The festival is his idea. He's with us now. Joe, what gave you the idea to pull all this together into a festival?
A couple of years ago, discussing it with a few friends, we thought that it would be great to have an event that would bring everyone together, different board riding disciplines, and just really to have a celebration of Great Lakes surf culture.
So the idea is it's not a competition. It's not just a festival. It's, as you say, a celebration. And what kinds of board activities are we talking about, Joe?
Well, Cindy, we have over 40 activities going on Saturday, August 18th at Pier Marquette Beach. And we focus on entry-level lessons, so we will be teaching hundreds of people how to surf, paddleboard, and kayak. And we'll also have family-friendly events. So we've really focused on trying to make this an all-around event so that board heads can come and enjoy it, but also beachgoers that just want to have a great beach day can also come and participate and enjoy the event.
And when we talk about board heads and we talk about the kinds of fun that people can have on the water, so we're talking, as you mentioned, paddleboard, there's kiteboarding. I have a very good friend who lives to kiteboard, the surfer board that we know of from Beach Boys tunes. So we've got all kinds of activities, right?
That's correct. I mean, we really have a full day, and I think it'll be an amazing event because it'll be a scene out of, you know, somewhere you would see in Hawaii or California. You know, we have a great, great surf culture on the Great Lakes, and we're on the cusp of having the second generation of riders. You know, I consider myself a first generation Great Lakes waterman, and now we have the second generation. And so we also, part of the reason for this event is we wanted to empower that second generation to kind of showcase that history that we have. And so we're excited.
Tell me about riding the Great Lakes. How does it compare to, let's say, what we might have seen in Hawaii or off the coast of California?
Well, Cindy, when you think of surfing in Hawaii or California, your mind immediately goes to the image of a sun-kissed culture. On the Great Lakes, it's a little different. It's more elemental. There are times where we deal with harsh conditions. And the activity, I would say that it would be more victory at sea than, you know, the sun-kissed scene. But with that said, during the summer months, it's a very viable activity for someone who's getting into surfing, paddleboarding, or kayaking. And one of the amazing things we have now is we have some really great retail presence. So we have up and down the coast, we have great retailers that offer lessons and just make it really, really easy and conducive for people to get into these sports and learn the correct way and the safe way.
And people can enjoy these sports on the inland lakes as well.
Sure. I mean, that's amazing. We have so much water and so much access.
And I know you are a former professional windsurfer. You've been riding the Great Lakes for, some 30 years. Take us into the feeling, a perfect day on the water for you. How does that feel?
Well, the other nice thing about riding on the Great Lakes is oftentimes it's not crowded. And so the perfect day is sunny on a sandy beach and surrounded by friends. In my case, my wife and my kids just love the beach and enjoy the beach, so that would make it a perfect day.
Well, for veterans or newbies, there it is all happening this Saturday, the first Great Lakes Surf Festival at Pier Marquette Beach near Muskegon, and you can get all the details at the website, greatlakessurffestival.com. Joe Bitterwood, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your love of being on the water.
Cindy, we're so stoked to be on your show, and we hope that you and anyone listening would come and join us. It'll be a great time.